There's one point which we should notice in the book of Iyov. We've been spending quite a few chapters going into great detail over Iyov's suffering. So on the deeper level, Chazal derived many things from Iyov's suffering. But on the simple level, we have to ask ourselves, couldn't this whole book have been summarized in less chapters? You know, why do we have to hear all the gory details of Iyov's suffering? And I think that maybe, the book is driving home a point. The book is written with great detail over Iyov's suffering, and I think every person in his suffering in life can find in Iyov part of his own life. Had the book been written shorter, so we would have gotten the picture, yeah, he suffered terribly, and you have the answer. And instead, the book doesn't do that. The book goes into details and describes again and again, and it describes Iyov's hardships with God, and Iyov's claims, and Iyov's physical suffering, and spiritual suffering, and emotional suffering, and his traumas from other people, and it goes into all the details, so that at the end of the book, you feel terrible for Iyov. You couldn't do that in five chapters. You need the 20-some-odd chapters that go into all the description, and you walk away, and really every trouble you could have imagined on planet Earth, Iyov has been faced with. The only thing that I think is missing, technically, from the book, the only thing that really Iyov, the one type of suffering I don't see in the book of Iyov, is I don't see a child being kidnapped. That's one question I have. That's one. His children are killed. I'm not sure which is worse.
No, but I'm saying you already did it at the beginning of the book, so it's difficult to kidnap a dead child. Yeah.
Okay. But I'm saying I think there's every type of suffering a person will undergo, Iyov is facing. And the pasuk can the book can resonate with every individual at every time in life. You just have to go through it enough, and you'll find your own self in Iyov, and then hopefully the answers will also resonate. And it's important to recognize the answer in the beginning of the book, towards the end of the book, which we'll see Bezrat Hashem in two or three times, Iyov's friends, and then finally God's answer. And they each one gives us a different angle, a different take on. And how one is to contend with the hardships of, hey, do I really deserve to suffer like this? Everyone has these questions at different points in their lives. Bezrat Hashem, we'll get there.